Orphreus have 5 marbles trapping in tubes, creating an imbalance. This rocking motion, however, caused the energy to dissipate. Robert Flux built a mill based on the concept of perpetual rotation. However, the inherent friction of the machine caused a significant loss of energy. The Italian philosopher Marco Zamara imagined a machine that could recycle the wind, but the force required to compress the bellows was greater than the energy produced by the windmill. So, it didn't work. No scientific challenge remains greater, more prestigious, more mythical than that of finding the key to perpetual motion.
Dr. Claire spent most of her adult life studying tiny creatures with a magnifying glass and then classifying them into species and subspecies.
What if it doesn't exist?
Huh? What?
I mean, for a year now, you stopped everything to prove the tiger monks and cinderellas exist.
Stopped everything? What do you mean, in a maternal sense or a scientific one? What is it that you want me to start doing again that I stopped doing?
I don't know. Your research on the parasitic skull-like caterpillar, maybe? Your findings could have saved all the pine trees in Montana.
Every other scientific attempt had failed.
Failed? From the ecologist's point of view, maybe. But from the caterpillar's point of view, looks like a win-win situation. Anyway, I've never liked pine trees. They're drippy and they're sticky. Some things are just meant to die.
T.S. C+. The report shows undeniable qualities, but as usual is way off subject. What does the formation of lakes in Montana have anything to do with the east-west migratory path of Canadian geese?
Sir, I'm not sure if you read the introduction, but I laid out
You think you're smarter than everyone else, don't you? As for the diagram, it's very pretty, but scientifically erroneous.
Really, sir? Because I sent it to Discover magazine, and they liked it enough to publish it.
Do not play games with me, T.S. You're out of your league.